these jinns, as I said, they're very naughty. First of all, their nature is fire. And most of them are kafirs. Very few who are believers. And from the believers, most of them are sinners. Very few are pious. So they are pious as well, but very few. They were sahaba, they are awliya, they are ulama, they study, and the scholars, they take dars from them. Sometimes the teacher knows that they hear and learning, sometimes teachers don't know that they hear and learning. They'll just come and attend the class. And they become scholars and then they go and preach in their own community. They also get married, they also have children, they also die, they also get sick. All that happens in them. Now because majority of them are non-Muslims or they rebellious sinners, so they enjoy bad things, they enjoy bad places, they enjoy bad companies. So wherever evils are happening, they're there. Nightclubs, you'll see lot of naughty jinns there, because they're also enjoying. That's a place of committing sins, people drinking alcohol, they're committing a lot of sins, so they're there, they're part of it. And you can't go and make dua to chase them. That's an open place of sin. The only thing you can do is not to go there. If you want to be saved. And a lot of these kind of people, they get possessed very easily. Because they're there, they can watch you, you can't watch them, and they're looking. And then one of the naughty jinns like, one of the girl or naughty female jinn likes any boy, and then they'll come and overtake. Now you are worried, and the parents are worried, and then you start thinking, what happened? He didn't do anything wrong, she didn't do anything wrong, we didn't harm anyone. Why did you go at the wrong place? Even the dirty, filthy places, they're there. You know, you are taught dua before you go to toilet. Now tell me, is toilet a nice place to be? You don't put up your dining table in toilet and to have lunch. Or you do that. It's a filthy place. So when you go into a filthy place, you are ordered to make a dua. What is that dua? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. O Allah, I seek your protection from khabees male jinns and from khabees female jinns. Khabees means evil. From evil male jinns and from evil female jinns. Now when you go to masjid, you're not asked to make that dua. When you go to your normal bedroom, you're not asked to make that dua. When you go to madrasa room, you're not asked to make that dua. When you go to shop, you're not asked to make that dua. When you go to your office, you're not asked to make that dua. But why are you asked to make that dua when you're going to toilet? Because it's a filthy place. And these people like to be at filthy place. Now, they're there. And you did not ask protection from Allah. And because they are khabees, they are bad, they are evil. And if they like any of the thing in your body, they might fall in love with you. And if that happens, you are gone. Because then they will be with you for the rest of their lives. Unless you get somebody very pious, strong person who can give them hiding on the neighbor, Wazur Waspak, and take them out, then that's possible. Otherwise they'll keep on troubling you, keep on troubling you, keep on troubling you.